Coming up on Science News Weekly, dry Mars, tiny chameleons, and ponytails. That's up next on Science News Weekly.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
It's February 16th, 2012, and this is the science that made headlines this week. The presidential budget request for fiscal year 2013 was released. It reduces funding to NASA, bringing the total to $117.7 billion. Funding for commercial spaceflight was increased, but the budget for planetary exploration was slashed, leaving Mars missions in trouble. However, even though NASA didn't get all that was hoped, overall funding for non-defense research and development was pushed by 5%, pushing it up to $64.9 billion. A team from the Imperial College London reported on an analysis of Martian soil from the 2008 Phoenix mission. According to the research letter, Mars has been arid far too long, over 600 million years, and had too much of a short wet period, or much too short of a wet period, at most 5,000 years, for microbial life to gain traction. They suggest that future missions must plan to dig deeper for signs of life on the red planet. UCLA researchers found that breast cancer radiation treatment transforms cancer cells it doesn't kill into treatment-resistant induced breast cancer stem cells, or iBCSCs. Interestingly, the radiation stimulates the same programming pathways in the cancer cells as are used to reprogram normal cells into induced pluripotent stem cells in the laboratory. The team also found that the ability of the iBCSCs to form tumors was increased 30 times that of non-irradiated breast cancer cells. A review of 33 studies involving 1,700 heart attack patients was published in the Cochrane Library, and found that patients treated with stem cells in addition to angioplasty recovered better than those who weren't given the controversial little cells. The world's smallest chameleon was discovered on the island of Nosy Hara in northern Madagascar. Called Brookesia micra, the mini chameleons measure in at under an inch and can sit on the tip of a matchstick. Their size is thought to be due to a phenomenon known as island dwarfism. The oldest animal on Earth was found by researchers at the University of St. Andrews. Otavia antica, a microscopic sponge-like organism, was discovered in 760 million-year-old African rocks in Namibia. It predates the previous ancestor to all of life by approximately 100 million years. A paper in the Royal Society journal Biology Letters describes the annual migration of the northern wheatear, a tiny songbird who travels up to 9,000 miles to Africa from Canada. The scientists used minute tagging devices that did not add considerably to the bird's 25-gram weight. Scientists from Shanghai's University of Science and Technology, publishing in Nature Photonics, detailed their accomplishment of entangling 8 photons, something known as a Schrödinger-Cat state. The researchers used ultra-bright photon sources to control for problematic factors. The research will contribute to future quantum computing and quantum simulations of condensed matter physics. Physicists at the Large Hadron Collider released the schedule for 2012. It includes a tripling in the total number of particle collisions, which will be achieved via upping the power of each beam from 3.5 tera electron volts to 4.0 tera electron volts, which is an increase of 15%, and by gradually stepping up the number of protons circumnavigating the collider. An analysis by BYU researchers of 1,724 primary and secondary school students found a strong relationship between sleep and performance on standardized tests. The optimum amount of sleep decreases with age, from 9 to 9.5 hours for 10-year-olds to 7 hours for 16-year-olds. I don't want to know what that suggests for somebody my age. And British researchers published the ponytail shape equation in Physical Review Letters. Yep, when used in combination with the Rapunzel number, I'm not making this up, people, the equation can predict the shape of a ponytail. In addition to helping scientists understand and develop fibrous materials, it could lead to an improved sequel to the movie Tangled. And that does it for the science news headlines this week. Let me know what you think about these science news stories or suggest some stories for next week by emailing me at drkiki@drkiki.tv, or you can send me a voicemail. Leave me a voicemail. 650-741-5454 is the number. To watch the full episode of Dr. Kiki Science Hour, head over to twit.tv/Kiki. Thanks for watching.